This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Governor Jared Polis marked the first day of Pride Month yesterday with two new measures that add protections for LGBTQ Coloradans. Lucas Brady Woods reports.
Both measures are focused on conversion therapy, a widely discredited practice that attempts to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. One is a bill Polis signed into law that lets victims of the practice sue their mental health providers with no statute of limitations. Nadine Bridges is the executive director of One Colorado, the state's most prominent LGBTQ plus advocacy group. Here she is at the bill signing ceremony.
For too many LGBTQ people, conversion therapy has left lasting scars that often takes years to understand and heal from.
The new law is largely a response to the U.S. Supreme Court, which ruled against Colorado's current ban on conversion therapy in March. Polis also signed an executive order directing state agencies to ensure that no taxpayer money supports the practice.
That was Lucas Brady Woods for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. A reservoir on the Eastern Plains is drying out. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the Ninoche Reservoir north of Lamar is feeling the effects of ongoing drought combined with reduced operations. The agency does not expect it to fill anytime soon. CPW has authorized a public fish salvage, which means fishers can catch as many and whatever types of fish they want, though they still need a valid fishing license. The Ninoche Reservoir is part of the Queens State Wildlife Area and is known for walleye, crappie, and largemouth bass, among other fish varieties. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
You can find more news at cpr.org. Along the Central Front Range today, high temperatures will be in the upper 70s or low 80s.